The new Athens Medical Campus is the first of its kind in North America. We're looking at the services and impact of this state-of-the-art facility with Scott Cantley, President and CEO of Memorial Health System. This is Memorial Health Radio with Memorial Health System Ohio. I'm Amanda Wild. Scott, a huge welcome. Thank you so much for being here. How long has this Athens campus been in the making?
Wow. First of all, thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about one of my favorite topics, this exciting new project over in Athens. And it started, Amanda, about a year and a half ago, we began the planning. We knew we wanted to establish, as a regional rural health system, we wanted to establish a campus in the adjacent county, Athens County and Athens City proper. And we wanted to bring our services a little closer, more conveniently accessible to the people of Athens. And so we began to look, as we would at any project, get an architect, look for property. We worked with a local developer. And so this project started in a very typical fashion. We looked for a property that would be appropriately sized and accessed and began to explore that and acquired the land and then worked with our architects that we've worked with for decades to begin to plan a very traditional project, much like all the rest of our campuses.
You said this process started a year ago, and now it's open.
Well, it started about a year and a half ago, I'd say, that we started the planning, and it's not quite open. It's on the verge of opening. We should open this spring in a couple of months. It'll open in a couple of phases. So it's essentially an entire outpatient hospital. So it does almost everything that any hospital would offer, but without the inpatient beds. So at its base, an emergency department, and then in addition to that, all of the ancillary services, so laboratory, all of our imaging modalities, CT, MRI, ultrasound, nuclear testing, all of those common outpatient diagnostic capabilities will be there. And then, of course, a big physician component. So a lot of physicians there on the campus. Probably eventually we could have as many as 30 or 40 physicians practicing simultaneously at this campus.
So this is the largest healthcare facility in the area, and also you used offsite construction, which made the process faster and also made this facility the largest permanent healthcare facility in North America using this smart construction. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, I mean, even though this project started very traditionally, you know, much like we would have started any other project, the architect, Trinity NAC, that we began to work with during the course of this project, who had incidentally done all of our campus work for many, many years, most of our major expansions and additions had been in partnership with this architectural firm, they brought to me this new idea, this opportunity to accelerate the actual construction process by cutting the time to market with almost by 50%, and at the same time, potentially, you know, not costing any additional money. And so as we began to explore it, you know, we realized that the ability to construct a building with precision and high quality, and healthcare facilities are very complex because of the airflow and the amount of information that flows across the health system in real time. So a lot of fiber, a lot of HVAC issues, a lot of medical gases, and of course, lots of water for all the sanitary components of healthcare. So they're complex buildings to begin with, but to construct the building offsite while we're preparing the property that the building will stand on, the foundations of the building, it allows you to begin to parallel process the construction of the building itself so that you're not doing things sequentially, but you're beginning to really accelerate the ability to complete the building and then move the building in site and reconstruct it essentially on site since it had been built and completely constructed at an offsite location. And that's what we chose to do. It's what makes this building so unique is it's the largest healthcare facility constructed offsite in North America. And I think it's the way all buildings will be constructed. We're now, just as an example, we're planning a replacement hospital at one of our rural campuses in West Virginia, and that entire hospital will be built this way. And we're considering a women's and children's campus here in Washington County, Ohio, and it will be built this way. And so we just see this as a better construction methodology that has significant advantages in terms of timing. But when I sat down with the facility folks, I think they would tell you it also has a lot of quality advantages from the quality of the construction itself. So we're really excited about it, and it is very unique. So,
and in terms of what's inside the medical facilities, what makes the Athens Medical Campus unique?
Well, it's unique from an Athens perspective because it is a kind of a one-stop outpatient facility for all of Athens. So, you know, everything from true emergencies, 24 hours a day, to all of your access to your physicians, all of your diagnostic testing, all conveniently located with great parking immediately adjacent to the building, you know, coffee shop, all those things that make kind of a contemporary healthcare experience. Come visit your doctor, stop and get your lab work, come back, get any diagnostic testing. All of those things are immediately available right here in this building. So it really is a convenient and accessible new healthcare facility for the Athens market, who, for a lot of Athens, they've moved to Columbus for a lot of their care. And so beyond just some routine things, and we plan to bring the full range of medical specialties and, of course, all the complementary diagnostics to Athens and really allow people to stay home, stay right there in Athens for the vast majority of their care. And so we're excited about it. We hope the folks over in Athens are as excited as we are to be there and serve their needs here over the next many decades.
And hopefully this will be a model for other areas of the country where medical services are needed in terms of people staying close to their community rather than having to travel. What are the goals you'd like to see reached in the first year of operation?
Well, we want to see the community really rally around this. So, you know, we certainly built this ER to really be a partner to the community in the midst of crisis and emergency situations. So we'd love to see ourselves fully invested with the local EMS squads and that the community sees this 24/7 emergency room as the appropriate place for all of their medical services there in times of emergencies. So we'll be watching that to see that, like our other five adult emergency rooms that we operate, that the community embraces it as they have our others. And then certainly, I think as we go forward, we'll be watching all those physicians that operate inside this building, some of whom are already with us and others who are joining now, that we'll continue to watch their service to the community. And then hopefully as we finish building this building, we'll be talking about the medical specialties that we'd like to bring to Athens that they don't have today. For example, I'd love to see us bring rheumatology, neurology, some of those things that really are just great medical subspecialties, cardiology, interventional pain. There are a lot of really great medical subspecialties that are largely outpatient access that would be very convenient for the folks of Athens, and we want to be their partner.
And this is a way you can adapt as time moves on to changing healthcare scenarios and emerging technologies.
Absolutely. I mean, healthcare is so dynamic. The way we treat disease, what tools we bring to the table, it just continues to evolve and amaze us. But certainly, there's some old tried and true pieces, too, on developing a relationship with your primary care physician and really partnering with them to watch your health. That's kind of an old school, you know, the way healthcare was always meant to be. And we do primary care really well, so we're really excited about introducing the Athens market to, you know, our brand of primary care. But that long-term partnership with the community and with the individuals, really building those enduring relationships, we're excited about that. But we're also excited about a state-of-the-art healthcare facility that really brings the things that they were traveling to Columbus for previously, brings up right there into their backyard.
Yes. I was going to ask, but I think you've answered. But if there's anything you'd like to add, what you see as measures of success, what you need to see to know that the Athens Medical Campus is working to its fullest potential?
Well, I think our ultimate measure of success will be how many patients were we able to allow to stay right there in Athens and get their care right at home. And so can we reduce the amount of travel that people are experiencing today? And And then we will watch closely. One of our closest metrics is the satisfaction of our own patients, get their feedback and make sure that we're delivering top in nation performances. One of the things that the folks in Athens should be aware of the Memorial Health System is we are one of only 64 hospitals in the United States that are part of the Mayo Clinic care network. And so we have the expertise of the Mayo Clinic embedded in our clinicians' toolkits. And so we have access to all the Mayo Clinic doctors. We can offer second opinions from physicians at Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. We can provide all that without ever having to leave home. And so we're really uniquely poised to be a trusted partner for the people mm-hmm. of Athens. And so I'll be watching that to make sure that those trusting relationships are not only offered but fulfilled, and that people really see that we can be the partner we expect to be for them in their hometown.
Scott, thank you so much for cluing us in on what the new Athens Medical Campus will be and how it will bring expanded access to health services to the community.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is local health care done with excellence right here in rural southeastern Ohio. So it's our passion, but it's our privilege as well.
That was President and CEO of Memorial Health System, Scott Cantley. And that wraps up this episode of Memorial Health Radio with Memorial Health System. Head on over to our website at mhsystem.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all other Memorial Health System podcasts. This is Memorial Health Radio with Memorial Health System, Ohio.